Just as we no longer smoke or drink when we're pregnant, just as we no longer let our kids ride their bikes without a helmet or sit in the back seat of the car without a car seat, today we know that we can no longer let our kids eat whatever they want because now we know better. We're issuing new school wellness guidelines to help build healthier learning environments for our kids. And as part of this effort, we'll be eliminating advertisements for unhealthy food and beverages in our schools.
From late 2010 to now, all public schools across America have been serving free lunches to all students. Although the food is free, some students have issues with the quality of food being served.
The school lunch quality it's not very good. They only give us a few different options a week.
School lunch has always been an important part of a student's day, but some students feel as if this meal isn't giving them the energy to complete their day of schooling. We set out to find out what the issues are with the food and why they continue to happen. I'm Diego Marin, and this is the Good Lun Podcast. Although the chefs cook the food, it's not their fault. Every school is given a budget to work with when creating school meals.
So our budget is somewhat complicated. We're not funded from the district, you know, the same money that goes for education. We're actually funded by a federal program known as the United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA.
This is Matthew Dittman, who budgets for SB Unified School Meals. We interviewed him to ask about how the budgeting and spending process works.
We get reimbursed from the federal government. Our current budget is about $8 million for Santa Barbara Unified School District Food Services. Now, the food we get from multiple different sources. We, of course, buy locally as much as possible. About 90% of our fruits and vegetables come locally. And we have various vendors that we procure that from, Berryman, Giordano's, Cisco, et cetera. And then another large provider is actually the USDA itself.
The school's cooks work very hard to prepare school lunches, and lots of energy is put into feeding all the hungry students. Now we have an interview with DP's head chef, Antonio, about his opinions on making the lunch.
Well, my favorite part is cook all the healthy food for all the students, because I know they were hungry and I would like to feed them, everyone equal.
When it comes to budgeting, we were wondering if the school lunch budget was affecting the lunch made.
No, it's no pressure at all. I mean, I'm happy to do nutrition and feed those kids because I know they're the future.
Although some may dislike the food the school provides, others enjoy the meals and are grateful for the items served.
I enjoy the food. It's better than what I get at home. It's nice to have access to lunch every day. I like the variety and the quality is pretty high.
There are many different arguments for the debate about whether school lunches should change or not. While yes, students do get fed for free and the food is healthy, I think the majority of students around campus would agree with us that there needs to be a more quality and diverse set of meals throughout the year. Thanks for listening to the Good Lun Podcast. I'm Diego Marin with Michael Nuno, Carlo Anderson, and Owen Salgado reporting.